Marcus, what's your impression then of Shane Ray so far to camp?
You know, when I think about Shane Ray, when a guy first comes in, you know, he always gets the title of a rookie. But when you're out there on the field, you got to perform like you've been out there and knowing what you're doing, and that's what he's really been taking on. I mean, a really, really good athlete, and it's all about technique when you're out there playing the outside backer, and he's picking it up really well.
How are you enjoying Phillips is doing with the defense?
I played with Wade, you know, 3 years of my career, and I'm back at home. You know, rushing the passer is simple, but the athleticism of the guys like me, Vaughn, Shane, Ray, Malik, you can really use those guys and really create a lot of pressure on offenses, because that's what we're really predicated on. And I mean, you still got, you know, Tlaib and Chris Harris, you know, lockdown corners that can give us enough time to get there.
James Casey was saying how much he appreciated how you were helping him out during plays. Like, he might be tipping something off in a block or something. Where does that come from? Because usually, guys in this sport, it's just dog eat dog, and you just don't see that kind of sharing of information. Why are you kind of doing
trying to tackle?
James Casey was saying you're talking about where a guy lines up, or you're helping guys, and during when it's actually happening, where's that coming from?
Yeah, I think when you sort of think about a team. You think about some of the keys that you would maybe have if, you know, a guy's tipping off a play by a position, or a guy's tipping off a play by him and just doing some type of tendency. That's what I'm really known for doing, is picking up a lot of guys' tendencies. So I'll go and tell them, and I would also say, what do you see on the defense?
Okay.
With the defensive guys, like with me, they'll say, hey, Weldon, your stance is narrow when you're doing this, or you're a little bit wider stance when you're maybe dropping, whatever. So we'll go back and forth and really critique ourselves, because at the end of the day, when you're practicing against a guy for so many times, you figure out their tendencies, and you can figure out if you can sort of, you know, shell that out and make him a better player.
I get the sense that this is kind of unique, though. I mean, Rico mentioned it yesterday. James Casey was talking about it, that you just don't see that at camps, defense helping the offense and vice versa.
If the offense is better and they're scoring points, it gives me more of opportunity to rush the passer. I think that's the way I look at it. And if you, you know, have guys and you can, you know, help them out, that's what you know, being a leader on a team is about. That's what being a great teammate. Showing their tendency, showing where they're not as efficient at, and making them even better than what they think they can be, and they see that, the little small things, and they, you know, correct them, and they appreciate it.
In what ways do you see your tips then helping Ty from day to day? How's he improving?
Like, you know, some moves that I would do on him at first, they would work, and then I would ask him, you know, why do you think these moves would work, and this right here, or some of the hand gestures or hand moves that you can use to stop it. And then the next day he comes out and he stops me. And I'm like, you know what? It's going to be the next guy that, you know, pass rushers are going to do the same thing. And they're going to be surprised when you go against them. And so he's one of those guys that's going to, you know, step up big for us. So why not tell him, you know, how to play and what to do? Because he's it makes him more effective quickly.
Is the game supposed to look as easy as Vaughn's making it look right now?
No, Vaughn just makes the game look easy. Vaughn is really, you know, picked up. Vaughn is Vaughn again. You can see that from him running tackles over, running around the corner, acting, you know, like old Vaughn. And, you know, after you know, his surgery last year, he, you know, really sort of reinvented himself. And you can sort of see it this year, carried over to this year. And I mean, he's rolling.
Vaughn just clarified that it was you that set the goal for the two of you last year. I mean, he said it was your deal, so you're going to set any goals for the two of you again?
I hadn't set any goals yet. I'm just going to – I'll set some goals probably at the beginning of the season to sort of put the pressure on us, because we are those pressure guys. But right now, it's all about just getting ready for the season.
Do you know you need 10 for the top 10 and 15 for the top 5 sacks?
Well, and I think I need 16 then, right? 16 to be number 5. So that's something I always strive for and look towards. I know who's there. Michael Strahan, a guy that I always, you know, looked up to. So that's a big feat. But, you know, it is accomplishable this season.
Thank you.